This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
We are joined in the studio this evening by
Sue Wincy.
And
Sue Wincy's father.
Sue Wincy's father. I can honestly say this is a first for me as well.
First time ever in my history of my life.
Wincy, I didn't expect to be meeting your father so soon.
You know? I know it's too soon. Yeah.
It's very quick.
Yeah, I know. But right. I love it quick.
Right. On that note, how have you been?
I'm great. I just came back from China. Uh-huh. So I'm back here for one day, and tomorrow I'm going to Taiwan as well.
Really? You're flying around and moving around a lot?
Flying around, and I'm actually not really based in Malaysia nowadays.
I know, right?
Where are you based mainly?
Recently, for the past few years, I was based in Taiwan. But future plans, you see me more in mainland China.
Ooh, interesting. Which part of mainland China?
It should be in Beijing.
In Beijing.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds familiar.
I've been there a lot. I lived there for 5 years.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm, 你会说华语吗?
一点点.
Oh! Okay.
Right. So, as they say in Beijing, EDR. Okay, right.
Okay.
Folks, if you want to get in touch with the show, 016-201-9000, of course, we do have a giveaway this evening. We're giving away, what are we giving away, Adeline?
Well, we are giving away chicken tikka pizza, all thanks to the Legends Bar. I'm not going to tell where, because our question is going to be, where is the Legends Bar located? Mm-hmm. Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us what is up to win as well.
Is it me or is that bell extra loud today?
I don't know. It's just you, I guess.
No, I'm here, that's why.
Oh, all right. Here she goes. Folks, also, we are on Twitter, of course. We're at BFM Radio or at BFM TTO.
And
if you want to
we are also on Instagram.
Oh,
if you want to check out who's Sue Wincy's father?
Yes,
how he looks like
a picture later on.
Okay.
We were just having a discussion about that briefly. Dad, I know you're listening, and Dad, I now know that you're on Instagram. This is dangerous.
Yeah,
right?
It is.
None of us have any privacy.
My dad
anymore.
Is not on Instagram yet.
Not yet.
Yes. Yes.
After today, though?
But he has Facebook, right?
He has Facebook.
Wow. Right. So, how's things been going over in Taiwan then?
It's nice. I've been there basing for about 2 to 3 years. Mm. But the reason why I based there was to set up my music team.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I'm working more on the business side. So rather than just my album production and stuff, because their A&R and strategy part is really strong.
That's what I was going to ask. Mm-hmm. So the idea behind it is that generally they seem to be better at kind of marketing.
They are really specialized in that.
Right.
So they have even like one international album. You guys just saw me alone, but behind me it's like 200-300 people.
Wow.
Yes, that's why one album is equivalent to one film.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
Yeah.
So moving to Beijing then, that's a big step.
Yes, because I'm a person who will set a timeline. Mm-hmm. So I will tell myself I have 3 years in Taiwan, a university like this. So after that, what I learned, then I need to expand to China.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So how much time have you spent up in mainland China before?
In mainland China, I keep traveling. But I'm really not based there yet. Mm. So actually, Taiwan was my experiment for the Asian market.
Right. Mm.
So once everything I know ready and my team is ready, then we enlarge and expand China.
Interesting stuff. If you need contacts at China Radio International, do let me know.
Okay, sure.
Okay, then. We have to take a very short break. We'll be back after these messages, of course, with Sue Wincy and Uncle Sue. He's going to be joining us. Yeah. He's still with us, in fact. He's been very quiet,
though, right?
Very
quiet. Is he shy?
Yeah. No, he's not shy.
I can imagine he's not shy.
Don't let him open his mouth. joking.
Basically, I'm in a different line. I'm in the manufacturing.
Uh-huh.
It's a typical Chinaman struggling from... My company start from the very, very low,
small.
From small, from 1 month, a few thousand, until 1 month. My turnover 1 year is about less than 50,000, until now, around 200 million per year.
I think me and you need to talk more.
Yeah.
We can become good friends,
Excuse
me and
me.
You.
I thought this was my interview.
Of course,
joking.
Can't possibly forget about you. Anyway, right, we'll be back after these messages. Please don't go anywhere, folks. You're listening to That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
This is?
Sue Wincy. I'm sorry. Because my dad is around.
Okay. Say hello, Mr. Sue.
Yeah.
There he is. Okay, so Did it all start with beauty pageants then with you?
For me, it's beauty pageant.
That's how it started?
It launched my career. But right. Before that, I was an underground band.
Uh-huh. So underground band.
Yeah, what? No one knew this. It was my college days. So I was under a music school. I have a girl band and stuff. So from there, I already started singing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It was just that I thought that I want to be different. Mm-hmm. So I went for modeling. I want to put my eggs in different basket. Mm-hmm. So what happened was I went for modeling, beauty pageant, everything. I tried everything. But I still think that, you know, it's not penetrable. So that time my father was against me entering the entertainment line.
Of course.
So we exchanged deal, okay?
We exchanged deal,
because he is a business person.
So there must have been a timeline, I'm guessing.
Yes.
Right, okay.
So he sent me to UK for my law degree because he said, you must have a main degree. I thought of taking music. So right. No, music is part-time, okay? So I went there. Initially, I did my pre-U in chemistry, but he against that as well. Yeah. He said that it's not suitable for girls. Okay, so I choose law. So I went there without any knowledge about law, and I almost failed for my first year. And my second and third year, I have no choice because I need to score for my parents.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. He said, if you don't score, don't ever think of entering into entertainment line.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. Well, you
incentive.
Did it. You did it.
Incentive, right.
The reality, because as a parent, we worry about a future.
Of course.
Yeah. In case, because as you know, in this entertainment line, it's very complicated and all that. So far, I also take note of her.
Right.
And then so far, so good.
Yeah, so far, so good. She's doing okay.
She's doing well.
It's funny because I first started doing, I did chemistry and biology first.
Oh, really?
I did.
Oh, wow.
And then I had a very similar kind of discussion with my parents. And ended up moving to do performing arts and then music, music production. And then that led into radio.
Oh, right.
Strange how the world works. Adeline has a very similar tale. She was doing film, right?
I was doing film back in uni, back in the UK. And then from filming, I don't know how I landed into radio.
Yeah, right? It's just one of those weird things.
Know.
It seems to scoop you up and catch you.
You just need to keep trying.
Right.
Yeah, but a lot of people say that, you know, when you get a degree, that's your main degree. It's just a piece of paper.
It's just a piece of paper.
Yeah. At the end of the day, once you're done studying, you would end up in different industry at the end of the day.
Indeed.
I mean, and that's true. I mean, I look back at the people that I went to college and university with.
Yeah.
You know, some who have done a law degree, some who have done a, you know, biology degree. None of them are working in law or biology. They're all doing different things.
We've got plenty of colleagues
in
the office.
We have doctors in the office.
Yeah, doctors, lawyers. They all ended up in radio.
Yeah. Right. So we've gone from beauty pageants to having an underground band.
Yeah.
To move.
Wait, I want to know what happened to the band now.
Yeah.
The band. Everyone. Most of the girls are married.
Oh. Right. Yeah. I know how that feels.
Who says mothers cannot be, or married women can't be in a band?
No, true.
True. But then they can't go out partying late at night doing the rock and roll lifestyle.
Well, they can bring their babies.
They can.
Right. So, your career's, you know, it's very established. It's doing well. Taiwan and now into Beijing. Tell us about then the kind of, what's the plan once you're in Beijing? You know, is it to penetrate the Chinese market and then kind of spread back outwards, or just the Chinese market?
I think the strategy there, I'll be signing up with one or the music record company there. So we will work plan by plan. Mm. Again, I'll tell them what I really want. Because nowadays, like last time, we listened to them, like, but nowadays it's about authenticity.
Right.
So you need to give them what you want.
Mm. Yeah.
So for me, it's still music. From music, then expand to acting, producing other things as well. But we need to produce albums there as well.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you're going to end up on like the CCTV one, Chinese New Year.
Yeah.
That's the kind of goal then, is it?
Yeah, that's the one of the main goal, like the Beijing and stuff.
When you have like 200 million people watching and tuning
exactly.
in.
Exactly.
And the entire country just stops and are stuck in front of their TV. It's a weird place at that time of year.
Yeah.
You know, you have fireworks for an entire month.
Yeah.
The whole city is covered in bits of fireworks, but everybody's just glued to the TV like that.
Yeah.
Are you glad that you're back here?
I mean, don't get me wrong. It's a beautiful place to be. It is.
You know, it sounded like you're renting.
No. I mean, that's a good... That 1 month celebration is brilliant. It really is. until you want to sleep.
I was about to ask you that.
It's at like 11 p.m. and there's fireworks still going off left,
it's
right,
non-stop.
And center. It's non-stop. It's non-stop. So you must love China then, surely?
I love China because I love culture.
Right.
So for me as well, I will give myself a timeline. Then after that, my goal is to UK and US, so Hollywood. So I need to get the market, China market.
She's right cornering out. Every little
bit. I know.
It's like a game of chess. First China, then Europe.
We need to talk more with Wincy.
Right. These two together?
Yeah.
Scary, right? These are big plans for these. Okay. Tell us about Celebrity MasterChef there.
Oh yeah, you know, I was telling my friends because in Malaysia when I started with my beauty pageant was urban market.
Yeah.
But urban market here is very niche. Mm-mm. So my time the time it was like really really small of us, but the market value wasn't there. So I went into the Chinese industry with my Chinese album and acting. I always wanted to penetrate the Malay market in Malaysia, but it was really hard for us. So they told us like 10 years, only one will penetrate. So I tried different ways, modeling, acting, singing, until there was an offer. The first season of MasterChef Celebrity Malaysia, we were the white mouse. Okay,
right.
There wasn't any rating and stuff. So I forgo a main lead role in my Chinese drama to go for that thing.
Big decision.
Big decision. They said, are you stupid? Why you'd go that? I said, because I have a vision, I want to go inside there. I need to invest. I need to risk myself. So once I went there, the program, it became the most watched reality show in Malaysia.
Yeah.
And it just came too fast to us. So I made it in the Malay market, but it was just the popularity. So a lot of people are confused with popularity and brand.
Right.
So popularity ignite us, but we need to sustain there. So I sustained myself with small projects and stuff. So I went Taiwan as well to Nigo and stuff. So I launched my album in Taiwan. So I came back again when they offered me back MasterChef All Stars. So that time we know the wave is coming again.
Yep.
So we prepare our Malay album behind everything behind the line.
Smart.
So
smart.
Once on the show, once I'm out of the show, launch my Malay album.
Right.
Yeah.
Did it work?
Yeah, it worked.
It worked.
Well,
brilliant.
It worked. Well,
see,
worked.
I tell you, these two.
She's got strategy.
I mean, how much planning actually went into that then? I mean, once you found out that season two was coming. Right,
yes, yes.
How quickly did you get that ball rolling?
I can tell you within months. And all my people there are not sleeping. That's why, for me, it's like after entering the entertainment line from beauty queen, singer and stuff, I know that you cannot stay at one point for so long.
Right.
Your transition period only have at least, I think, maximum 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to switch.
Yeah.
So my team is already very versatile. So for them, it's like, and the time I have a lot of partners. So we work in team. Yeah.
Right.
So,
and they're constantly looking forward to the next opportunity. Where do we go next? What
exactly,
do we do next?
Exactly. Exactly. So I have a brand team, a strategy team, and a lot of partners outside.
How many people have you got working for you right now then?
Okay, my company now, because I took over 2 years ago, my company is just like main staff, it's just five of us.
Right.
But associated partners, because music company nowadays or management company, we don't keep staff because we are a creative industry.
Mm-hmm.
So we work on project basis.
Right.
So they
pitch
to us.
Yep.
Yeah. So for us, we have too many associated partners. So, and as you know, at Entertainment Line, it's just that bunch of people.
Right.
Yeah, the
connection. I was going to ask Mr. Sue as well.
Yeah.
I mean, because that must be different to the way that he must be used to dealing
exactly.
with things.
Exactly.
Right? Because, you know, if I spoke to my father as well about how a company or a brand works, he'd be like, there's people sat in an office, right? And they do this. And I'm like, Dad, no. No. Is that how, you know, because it's a different world, right?
Yes, yes. Actually, I always told people that like my daughter, Su Wincy, she's in this entertainment line. So it's actually totally out from my line. So I have no sell of this music.
Right.
And then I can't help much. Basically, I'm only can help on the financing.
Right.
And then especially
and
now,
the support of the songs, of course. You listen to them.
Yeah. Or be my fans.
Especially now he wants to enter to China. Those days because I have my factory China.
In China.
We grew up from there. We organic grow. We buy land. We put up building and all that. So I know the company, the structure of the company. It's totally different from our Malaysia. We are under UK. UK and US is quite close.
Law,
And then the China is totally different. It seems that that I'm in Cambodia also, it's under French domination on that. So I believe that this China, I keep on searching around. It's totally different like what we are doing. You can form a company, you can put a proxy and then you sign back from there. So for them, it's not, you know, they have a so-called one person called authorized person. Mm-hmm. And this guy is the most powerful. He can sell off the whole company.
Yep.
And then the China one is very funny. You know, you don't need to sign or you use a chop. You know, you can not in the China. He use a chop. You can and clear chop. The money. And
yeah,
all that.
Yeah. Fapiao.
Fapiao.
Yeah. Oh my God. Richard, you're blending in, man.
Yeah. But you look at that. You say that China is backward or that.
Fapiao, no. I don't think it's backwards. Yeah, I think it's smart.
Like the Fapiao, he called VAT. You know, you've been there. He already had GST before you have. They are very good in the monitoring. That's why I always told her, don't simply sign and all that.
don't simply sign,
because basically the company setup is different from Malaysia. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Okay, we've got to move on. When we come back after the break, of course, we have news from page 2, Smarty Pants, a whole bunch of other stuff.
Tough
talking. Anyway, we have a giveaway, of course. It is this.
So we're giving away Chicken Tikka Pizza by The Legends Bar. Now, if you want to win, all you have to do is just answer this question. Tell us, where is The Legends Bar located?
Check Google. Locations, right?
Yes.
Right.
Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why they deserve to win as well.
We'll be right back, folks. Don't go anywhere. BFM 89.9, The Business Station. BFM 89.9 at the Business Station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chung.
Over here we have
Sue Wincy.
Over here we have
Yeah.
Yeah, my dad name is Yeah.
Uncle Sue.
Yeah. Hello, Uncle Sue. Yeah. Okay, we're going to be with you all the way through until 9 p.m. this evening. Don't forget, we do have a giveaway this evening, folks. 016-201-9000. We are giving away how many chicken tikka pizzas?
We are giving away 5 free chicken tikka pizzas.
Not to one person.
No,
five individual people, because you don't want 5 chicken tikka pizzas, really, do we?
No.
Anyway.
So, to 5 winners, all thanks to the Legends Bar. Now, if you want to win, just answer this question. Tell us, where is the Legends Bar located? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us what it is up to win as well. Mm-hmm. Well, the bell is extremely loud today.
I said that. You said no. Right, time for this.
Extra, beat all the fire.
What's all the shouting?
Right, Richard, then, yes.
You.
Okay,
first.
So I've got this story coming out of Italy, right?
Okay. Not China?
Well, kind of. It's sort of related.
Okay.
So, Chinese police are joining Italian officers on the streets of Rome and Milan in an experiment aimed at helping tourists from China feel safe, right?
What?
It's this experiment, and we'll call it that, it's the first of its kind in Europe. China's ambassador to Italy has said he's very excited about the whole idea. They have 3 million Chinese tourists visit Italy each year. Have a guess how many Chinese officers they're sending.
I don't know.
Just have a guess.
100?
Yeah, a few hundred.
Nope.
A few thousand?
Nope. Four. 10? Four.
4,000.
Four officers.
Four.
Right.
Wait, why? Why?
Just hold on. So that's my first thing. They're only sending 4 for 2 million, you know, tourists.
Wow.
That's a little bit worrying.
Okay.
Right. Now, they're being very polite about this. Okay. And what they're saying is that they want to help Chinese tourists who are in trouble and don't know their way around. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they could learn. If they're stuck, they can speak to one of these four Chinese police officers who are going to be dressed like Chinese police officers. They're not dressing like Italian police officers. So they'll be very distinct, very identifiable. But I think the real reason behind this is if you've seen mainland tourists, and let's be honest, you know, in Italy or in anywhere else, let's be honest, they can be noisy, they can be messy, because they are not so used to traveling overseas, right? So they're not kind of used to
Italian culture and one thing.
Right. Yeah. So I think this is kind of a nice, gentle way of China saying, can you just please behave yourselves while you're
wait,
overseas?
Four officers?
That's what I'm thinking. What are they going to do?
Four officers? Where
you
are
know
you
how noisy people can be and tourists can be when they get together. So these four...
Which part of Italy?
Rome and Milan. So far.
Rome and Milan. So four each or two each?
just four total.
Oh, so two each.
So two each.
Wow.
But I mean, you got to look at the history between Italy and China, of course. There's a 700-year history with the Silk Road and Marco Polo and everything. So they have a history together, you know. There's a big history there. But really, four officers for 2 million tourists.
I'm just thinking, like, why? What, to keep them safe, you know, make sure they're safe and everything. Like, they're safe. They're in heaven. Shopping is like heaven for them.
Right, in Rome and, you know, Milan.
I know.
And it's great stuff. But, I mean, it got me thinking, where else could we get officers from and then send them somewhere else? Where else would it work? You know, I couldn't imagine Malaysian officers in the UK, for example, or vice versa. If UK police officers came here to Malaysia, they would be having fits.
Maybe you should hire me, so I'll be the fifth officer there.
The
so
fifth officer.
So maybe I can be at Rome or, you know, another part of Italy.
How good is your Mandarin?
I don't need to be good at Mandarin. I just need to say, right?
Right.
我会讲一点点。
Okay, all right. Enough of that.
你要吗? 你不要? Okay, 不要.
She become the endorser.
This is it. Very good. Right, Su Inti.
Yeah.
You said you had a story for us as well.
Yeah, fresh from China because I just came back from China.
China.
China again. Yeah, because there's a lot of, like, you know, China, a lot of application and stuff. That's the latest one, you know, because China, it's like, it's... Everything is like Facebook is not there and everything, you can't go there. So it's a something like Facebook Live. It's called Inker.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an ink plus an E, Inker.
Right.
So it's practically when you go on live, you get paid via all the flowers and stuff. And all these flowers, you need to purchase it via your credit card. So people are earning like 20 to 30K per month in China.
What?
So just like opening it live without doing, just talking or sleeping or just doing something normal.
There was that thing in Korea as well where people eat and people would pay to watch.
Something like that, yeah. But you know, like as population grows and stuff, everyone give you one flower. Imagine 1 billion.
So if they get one flower, and how does it work?
It's just like this.
You pay the flower
to watch. And you can watch, but you want to, like, you know, the emoticons, you need to buy. So the emoticons, you can exchange for money.
Right, so you can't smile until you've paid to rest for
exactly.
a smile.
And the price range is very, very cheap. So imagine it goes
billions
for
and billions of people
that's
watching.
Why.
There's going to be a very there's going to be lots of very rich, lazy Chinese kids.
Yeah, you do not need so many office jobs anymore.
Wow.
But
that's
I think it's very short-term. It's very short-term in China.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think I might do that for a month, see how much money I make.
Though if it's for a month, I think you're going to make big bucks.
We'll see. Let's try it,
Let's try it. You can do it in Malaysia.
Oh, you can?
You can. Yes, because Malaysia.
So you download it via your phone or is it computer?
Via your phone. It's exactly like Facebook Live now.
Inker.
I-N-K-E. I-N-K-E, yeah.
Okay then.
Interesting.
Yeah. Interesting.
Interesting. Okay. All right, my story is not from China. Yeah. Mine is Seattle. So you know how, you know, we have so many food trucks around, you know, and we all love food trucks, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So now they are actually catering food trucks, not just for people.
Mm-hmm.
They're catering food trucks for food for animals as well. So if you want to go to the park with your dog or with your cats or your pets, they would actually serve you food and they would serve the dogs, the pets food as well.
I was just going to say, you don't take your cat to the park. That would just never work. But
maybe, you don't know.
I see where you're going. It's a good idea, this, right?
It is a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of, you know, leaving, they say, well, according to them, instead of leaving your pets at home and you happily going out, enjoying your meal, so why don't take your pet out and, you know, enjoy food together? I mean, different kind of food. They're going to have pet food. Proper human food.
Would be a
clear.
Just to be clear, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd
so
be
I think
pretty
it's
good.
A great idea.
Nice. Where's in Seattle first,
yeah,
then, right?
Yeah, in Seattle.
Okay. Do we have any names of these food trucks?
No, they don't. They don't, actually.
See, so there's a market there as well, right?
Yeah.
These silly names for food trucks, right?
Yeah, so they've been operating for about 10 months right now.
Oh,
and
wow.
They're doing really good.
Oh, nice.
Okay, Beef and Bone. That'd be one I'd call it. At Beef and Bones. That'd work, right?
Yeah, we should start something like that as well, you know?
Right. Folks, speaking about food, of course, we do have a giveaway this evening. We're giving away chicken tikka
pizza. We're giving away 5 chicken tikka pizzas, all thanks to our friends at the Legends Bar. Now, if you want to win, just answer this question. Tell us, where is the Legends Bar located? Send your name and your IC number to 01620019000. Don't forget to tell us why they deserve to win as well.
Okay then, Su Inci.
Yeah.
And Mr.
Time.
Su, you should probably help out with this. It's quiz time.
You know, two is better than one.
Right.
So.
So it sounds a little bit like this.
Okay. Smarty pants.
So the idea is you have 3 minutes to answer as many questions as you can.
Oh, no.
Right? If you don't know the answer, just say skip and we move right on.
Cool.
Okay? So your 3 minutes start now. Is the driver's seat on the left or the right side of the car
right
here in Malaysia? Correct. Right. Correct. Tom Clancy is most popular for writing what genre of books? Espionage or horror?
Horror.
Eh. Oh, no. Guardians of the Galaxy is a 2014 movie that's produced by which company? Warner Brothers or Marvel?
Marvel.
Correct. Okay. Which of these ingredients are not found in a traditional fruitcake? Nuts, candied fruit, or bananas?
Candied fruit.
Bananas. Oh. In the animal world, nidification is the building of what? Dams or nests?
Nest.
Correct. To be or not to be is a popular phrase coined by which famous poet and playwright?
To be or not to be.
Sonnet 18.
Very, very famous.
Yeah.
W. His first name, anyway. Skip it.
Winter Sonnet. Okay, skip.
Okay. How many suits are there in a normal playing deck? A normal deck of playing cards. Two or four?
Four.
Correct. Avatar won the Best Picture Award at the 2010 Academy Awards. True or false?
False.
In the TV show Friends, what is the first name of Ross's first wife? Rachel or Carol?
Carol.
What kind of car did Starsky and Hutch drive in the 1970s TV series? Was it a Ford Mustang or a Ford Gran Torino?
Gran Torino.
Correct. Which artist made the song Call Me Maybe a phenomenon back in 2012? Selena Gomez or Carly Rae Jepsen?
Carly Jepsen.
That's the one. Which character did Tom Hanks play in all of the Toy Story series?
Okay.
His character, what was he called?
Buzz Lightyear.
No, it's the other one.
Oh,
you have a whole bunch of Disney people screaming now. Right, Stanford University is located in which country, the US or the UK?
Stanford. US.
Correct. The 1975 is a year, but it's also another name for a what? A book or a band?
A book.
It's a band.
Oh, it's a band.
It's a band. Which Formula One driver was killed during the 1994 San Marino Grand Prix? Jules Bianchi or Ayrton Senna?
Oh, my. The first one?
It's not. It's the second one. Which chemical element has the symbol Ba? Barium or bantium?
Barium.
Correct. In dating, what does LTR stand for?
Long distance relationship.
LT.
You were close. The first and the second part.
Long-term relationship.
Correct. Liverpool play their home football games in which stadium? Be careful with this one. Wembley or Anfield?
Anfield?
It is. Well done. We are out of time. We'll be back in just a few minutes to find out how well Suwinsy did. Please do not go anywhere. It's getting hot in the studio. It is that time of night here on BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
This is Mr. Sue. He's with us all the way through until 9 p.m. A few more minutes left, folks. We do have a giveaway, so let's get that out of the way first. 016-201-9000 is a number to remember if you want to answer this question for us.
Tell us, where is the Legends Bar located? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win chicken tikka pizza.
We'll give you the answer to that question very shortly after we've given some answers to some other questions on Smarty Pants.
Yes. All right, so the first one, which of these ingredients are not found in a traditional fruitcake? Nuts, candied fruits, or bananas? The answer is bananas. To be or not to be is a popular phrase coined by which famous poet and playwright is William Shakespeare?
You knew that.
Oh, yeah. No.
So which character did Tom Hanks play in all the Toy Story series? Woody.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The 1975 is a year, but it's also another name for what is a band? Which Formula One driver was killed during the 1994 San Marino Grand Prix? His name is Ayrton Senna.
Dun dun dun. All right. Right. Let's have one of these.
Ladies and gentlemen, Suwinsy scored 12 points.
Bum, bum, bum.
Thank you.
It's good. It's good. We've had far worse and we've had far better. So you're in the middle. So nothing to worry about. It's pretty good.
You can feel the bad.
No. Come on. Do you know what you... Can you remember what she used
to say? No. You're not going to say it again. You're not going to say that again.
She used to say...
Yeah.
You're average. And it was like, Adeline, you can't say that. It doesn't sound right.
Those were the days.
Those were the days.
That's okay.
Sue Wincy and Mr. Sue, thank you both for coming in. It's been an absolute pleasure having you. Do stick around. You know, come back again next time you're here. Come and say hello. I'll come and say hello and have some cup of tea with you sometime.
All right. Me too.
And Adeline, of course. Next time you're in Beijing, I'll come say
hello. Yeah, sure. Anytime.
You know what? I haven't been to Beijing before.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do come. Yes.
I can look for you.
Yes, must.
Right then. It's almost time for us to wrap up the show. But as usual, we have some silly facts that we're going to share for the day. Adeline, what do you have?
Let me think.
Okay, go on then.
The ability of the brain to tell what's important from what's not is compromised by lack of sleep.
There's no wonder I can't think straight.
There you go.
Right, okay, I've got a similar kind of fact. People who spend a lot of time on the internet are more likely to be depressed, lonely, and mentally unstable.
Oh, it doesn't sound like you, right?
Exactly. I spend too much time on the internet, I don't get enough sleep, I am mentally unstable, and clearly I can't make a decent decision.
You definitely need some help.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you guys, if you've got any remedies, you know, to help Mr. Richard Bradbury,
that,
so he can
tweet us
at BFM Radio or BFM TTO, and make sure it's legal, yeah?
Yeah, okay. Mm. So the answer to that question then, that all you folks have been messaging us about the pizza is, the Legends Bar is located at...
TTDI.
There you go. Right then, it's time for us to wrap up, eh?
Yes, aye.
Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you.
Should we play a song at the end then? What would you like us to play?
I'd like to play Angel by Sarah.
Okay, let's do that.
Cool.
Okay then, good night everybody.
Good night all.
Yeah, good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.